أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه.
They change absolutely. And you know the English saying what they say? Every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. Every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. When you look at the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ Every son of Adam alayhi salam is a sinner, and the best of sinners are those who constantly repent. Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who repent. Verse 222 of chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who constantly repent. See, loving those who repent. So there's hope, Allah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. There's hope for every single person. That's why when people say to me, but this one, there's hope for him. If there's hope for me, there's hope for him. Of course there's hope for him. Yes, when people intentionally, they come and they want to change the Sharia. I heard yesterday, Yasir Qadi, or was it the day before? He said that the colleges, we have to change our mindsets as parents now. We need our college boys and college girls to mingle, mix, and let them find each other a spouse like this till they get married. We need them to do this. Yeah, he's encouraging it. Now look at can we stand for things like this? Yeah, we did wrong, but we knew it was wrong. Now you're going to do it as thinking it's right because a scholar is telling it. Now these sort of things, we have to come in and say that these are... Now you may get the wrong end of the spoon or the wrong end of the coin and you think that no, these people are just out there to knock every person down. But there is a purpose why we have to do it, and inshallah, we will continue doing it. Qurtuba is a hub of modernism. Understand this well, and I hope you understand this well. People will say this, that they've got money. So since when money can purchase Islam? You can't purchase Islam with money, nor can you sell Islam with your money. Islam is not one of your businesses. And we will say this directly on air to the people of Qurtuba, that what you are doing is absolutely 100% wrong. Where you are calling all these scholars, it is in October, and you're having this big thing there in your Qurtuba hall, which is there, and charging 120 rands per person, and which scholars are coming, you'll find Menk and all of these people are coming, right? Zahir Mahmood. And these are people, when you hear of Menk and you hear that other personality, these are people who tell the Ummah directly that if you put your tongue on your male's private organ and you put it on the nose of a person, there's no difference in it. Where can people like this have the podium to stand and give lectures to the Ummah when they believe that it's fine for this tongue, because they say no, they water it down with this difference of opinion to say that no, this is just a difference of opinion, so we can put the tongue on a private part and it's just like, you know, you're putting a tongue on a nose. Since when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that which this tongue is to be wet with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The tongue and the mouth is the only place which can say these beautiful words in the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's name himself. Allah's name himself. And you want to contaminate this tongue and say you're putting it onto this private part. Putting it onto this private part. Now you speak of what exits from there. What exits from there? This is khabith. Only a khabith can think like this here. And only a khabith can make you do such things. And only a khabith can say that this here is perfectly fine under Sharia law. You can't use your right hand to touch your private part. What makes you believe? What makes you believe that this tongue, which is the only organ that can be used to say Allah's name, no other, yes, in your other organs, your other limbs, you can show that you love Allah, you can show obedience, you can put the nose on the ground in sujood, and that's the obedience of the nose. Put the face down, go into ruku. With your different limbs, you can, with the finger, you can identify, you can say and testify shahada. Yesterday, I was reading this here beautifully. Mulana Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. Mulana Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. So you know he was born in which year? I was saying to you in the beginning. 12th of Rabiul Awal in the year 1193. 1193. So we're going over 250 years back. Over 250 years back. You must go and read about his battles and how he conducted. It is said about him. So this was now. So we have 1193. Now you go to 1240. Somewhere around there, battles took place, ensued. He lost or he bruised his Shahada finger. And he said this because the Iman was on a different level. He said this here. What did he say? He said this with humor. When his finger, Shahada finger, got bruised, he said, "My Shahada finger became Shaheed. My Shahada finger became Shaheed. Or my Shahada finger attained Shahada." Shahada, one is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And when you love your life and you give your life and you are martyr, that's also called Shahada. It's testification. One is you with the lips and one is Shahada with the body. So when he lost or he bruised, it was in fact, it says he bruised his Shahada finger, he would say, my Shahada finger has become Shahada, has become Shaheed, has become martyr. Meaning that which you left, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, this year has become martyred. This is what you would say. So your limbs are used for what? To recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah teaches you, tells you, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Your hearing, your vision, your hearts, is all this is for what? Allah has developed it. And with this now you must recognize Allah. And with the tongue, you must use it to make dhikrullah. You must make dhikrullah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not become like those, Allah says in Surah Al-Hashr. Do not become like those who have forgotten Allah. So Allah made them forget themselves. Under this verse, Hakimul Ummah Mulana Ashraf Ali Tarwi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that you must sit in seclusion. In this verse is our very remedy. Hakimul Ummah is telling you, in this very verse is your remedy. You must sit in seclusion. Take the name of Allah, whether it is for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, according to how much you can manage. And you, of course, you increase it over time, but start off small, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And you just sit and you say, Allah, Allah, Allah. Notice we're using the tongue to say Allah, 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 Allah. And you constantly use and you say this here. You say this constantly, Allah, Allah. So what you're using the tongue. And here you've got scholars like Mufti Menk and the rest telling you that this tongue can be put onto the private part and there's nothing wrong with it. There's no ikhtilaf. There is a ikhtilaf, they say, on this particular issue, but watering it down in this particular manner. Where are you driving our youth to? Where are you driving people to? To go scuba diving, isn't it? That's what they used to call it back then. Scuba diving. So you're doing scuba diving. And people would make a mockery of this. You actually you bow down to that particular level, to that particular organ. Hindus, you know Hindus, they've got Shiva and they've got Lingam. They worship the male organ. They worship the male organ. Now I ask you, is it befitting when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Allah loves those who constantly repent and those who keep, those who constantly purify themselves to such degrees, to such levels. You know what it is. The principle is what? Kathratul huruf tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. That the more words, the more letters, in fact, it indicates a deeper and a higher meaning. So it's not just purification, it's a deep level of purification. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. So now we say to you, you know in Surah Al-Kahf, right? What does Surah Al-Kahf teach us? You're going to read it today. The modernist, it gives us here, the modernist was addressed by a person of deen, a person. You must not shy away. You have to tell these people that, listen, what you are doing is wrong. What you are doing is wrong. This is one of the lessons of Surah Al-Kahf, which people today, we do not have that confidence. We do not have that confidence. and to tell people that, you know what, this year what you are doing is wrong. Why? Because they've got money. So since when money, and this is what we're drawing your attention to, it's not, Islam is not a business. You can't run it like it's a business. So because you have all of this here, it does not mean now that it becomes fine to run it the way you want to run it. You are, and this is what I say, Qurtuba has become the hub of modernism in South Africa. Beware of them. Beware of them. And understand well, when you are going to get stuck in all of this year, that is exactly when you won't be able to identify what's right and what's wrong. This program, which is going to take place in October, you make sure you don't put a cent contribution to it and you do not attend it. That is our message to you. Whether they like it, we have to do our responsibility, and that is part of what we have to do. We do not need to bow down. Many bow down to them and the rest. We do not need to do these things. We need to say what is the truth, even if it hurts their pockets. And this, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity. What is wealth? What is wealth? What is wealth? Is this something? Yesterday we did that verse. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ. Where did we do it? Where was this where we did it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Taha, that is chapter 20, and we went to verse number 131. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Never stretch your eyes towards what we have given to groups of them to enjoy, the glamour of the worldly life. So we put them to test thereby, and the bounty of your sustainer is better and lasting. This is what Allah tells you in Surah Taha 131. Do not raise your gaze to these people's wealth and what Allah has given them. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. It is to test them. We go and we bow because we think we're going to get something. Some don't even get anything, yet they still go and bow. Form lines in the queues and the rest. We have to be clear on this. You stay away from this modernism. Allah, احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect Allah. How do you pray? You can't protect Allah. Protect the commands of Allah and Allah will protect you. That is your defense. That is your way of protection. So make sure that you do not enter these places where especially for these particular reasons, for programs of this nature and the rest. This is a message. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Our message is nothing but to spread with clarity. We need to spread with clarity. This is it. There's no obligation upon us except to spread with clarity. That's what we have to do. Other than this, it was Ibn Sirin Rahimullah. He said, this deen is ilm. And you must beware where you're taking your knowledge from. You will be doing scuba diving, thinking that that is 100% correct. That is what you will be thinking. And then you will not get the tawfiq to make tawbah. We all did wrong. We're all sinners, but when you start and when you sit and listen to people who are telling you to sin and they make it fine, then you are not going to get the tawfiq of tawbah, and then the doors for your hope to become a friend of Allah is closed because you are engaging in those things which you deem as fine, whereas it is totally hated by Allah Azza wa Jal. The tongue, we said to you. Hakim al-Ummah said, sit in seclusion a few minutes, take the name of Allah. Now when this tongue, you go and see what the non-Muslims write about all this that exits these private parts. All this that exits these private parts. And you're going to put your tongue onto that poison. Allah protect this Ummah. In the same light, there's another individual that is coming on the 31st of August. See how they're slamming us. The whole plan and plot is to what? to break your relationship. Go and see, we put it as audio 151 on the Ummati website. You can hear it there. What does Hazrat Mullah Yunus Dai rahmatullah alayh, the modernists, they are keyed by the Zionists. That was his words. They are keyed by the Zionists. It's a systematic plan. That's what it is. To break your relationship, break, and you can see this entire influx of imports that are coming in our country. For what? For what? It is to break your relationship with the true deed, which our seniors have taught us and made us hold on to. Once you break away from this true pure teachings of Islam, then understand well, you have succumbed to the Zionist plots and plans, and now you can first do as you please. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you lose your haya, then do as you please. And that's what is going to happen. 31st of August, this man is coming and he's going to teach you all these other things. He openly talks of the woman's private parts to males. He openly talks about how men and women can get orgasms and the rest. This year was always known to us. You want to learn about these things, you sit in private with a scholar and you learn. They teach you these things, yeah, male to male. They will teach you certain things. And they never once will tell you, okay, come. Bring your entire family, your children, and everyone. You can all sit together. I'm going to teach you all how to get an orgasm. This was not the way. This is what is exactly referred to when you lose your haya and your modesty. First, not ma shik. You know, you tell the child, you know what, there's no hope for you now. Do as you want. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, once you lose your modesty and you carry on like this, first, not ma shik. And the best part is these people, they charge for all their programs. They have this conferences and the rest. You got to pay for it. You got to pay for it. Whereas the ulama haqqani, they teaching you what's correct for free. But nobody's wanting to listen. You'll pay for this to go and put your tongue and do scuba diving. But for the reality? Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Nas'aluka ya man